Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I would really encourage you to share our work today because the various segments that we're going to cover, major events, it's off the charts. I'm having a hard time prioritizing, much less selecting what I'm going to cover today because we are on designed, controlled crises from so many different fronts. It's unbelievable, but we've got to send a clear message. Number one, before we're done with today, it'll be really clear to even the most diehard liberal, Kamala Harris cannot be allowed to become president. Number two, we're going to be brought to our knees very soon. And we're going to be made to bend the knee or face very dire consequences. And this is not hyperbole. And you need to share what people need to do to get ready. We're going to cover a lot of that here. This is a time that I could see happening 15 years ago. I just never thought it was going to happen in my lifetime. Anyway, we're back in our home studios. Good to be here. Good to be sharing with you. And we have a really important sponsor, and it ties directly into the crisis, one of the crises that's going to be created by the dock strike. And this is so bad. Most of us are so unprepared. I just heard a PSA, public service announcements by FEMA. And they said, make sure you have 72 hours of food and water. That ain't enough. That's not enough. And the people in Georgia, in Alabama, spinoff, Tennessee, certainly Florida with a recent weather catastrophe, they're going to absolutely realize the folly of that warning. Listen, they're going to bring us to our knees with regard to food. And in this presentation, part of the way they're going to do it is going to be covered here. I can't do this in one presentation. Later, we're going to be talking about how they're going to keep us from getting any oil. Yeah, and this is really going to exacerbate the problem. But the bottom line is you need to move now to be prepared. You absolutely need to move now. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, the Bible, and the Constitution for rebuild. Let's start with the food. America indeed is at a tipping point. My friends at My Patriot Supply are very, very clear. Prepare now or risk the consequences. And I do mean this sincerely. Now, a lot of people, we put out a great 3 week, a 3 month special. And what we said was, you're never going to see these prices again. And I don't know that you will. But also, too, My Patriot Supply realized that the volume it would take in terms of money to buy 3 months' supply, even with a great discount, that might be beyond a lot of people's reach. So what we need to do is bring it down and say, let's just get people through the first month. So what you need to do is secure your emergency food kit now. Now, if you can order more, you should. You go, Dave, I'm going to order a whole year. Okay, do it in 12 different orders, so you get this savings. The cost of 4 weeks food is not astronomical. It's not high at all. And then you're taking another $50 off. I recommend you get as much as you can. This is your gold in the moment. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And what do you get with this? Well, you just look here, and you get these containers that the food scent, you can bug out with them, and you may need to, given some of the volatility of the topics we're going to talk about today in the various segments. Also, too, rice and beans, those are staples. But you're also going to get meat. You're going to get dairy products. You're going to get stuff with carbs, which are really important when you're eating to survive. Like, for example, you'll get pancakes, you'll get desserts, you'll get snacks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lots of variety and over 2,000 calories because you're eating to survive when you're into storable food. You've got to move with all due haste. World events are moving us to a climax and an explosion of events that will threaten your everyday living. And this is why you need to do this now. I've never been more convicted in sharing this message. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com and free shipping, and they'll ship it out instantly. It'll come in packages that people can't recognize, but you'll have the transportable buckets if you had to bug out. Preparewithdave.com. Well, I'm sure you all are aware by now, although the mainstream media is hardly covering it, and CNN acts like it's just another minor labor dispute. Let's get down to facts. In 2 days, if something magical does not happen, and this is my urgency when I'm telling you about making sure you're prepped, in 2 days, things stop moving. 50% of all imports in America will stop. And you can't reroute a lot of this stuff through the Panama Canal and drive costs up 300 and 400%. But you can't do that if what you're shipping is perishable. And a lot of the food that we're importing is perishable. Now, let's say we can even get food to market, and that's going to be in question, as you'll see in a later broadcast we're going to do. But let's assume you could get 100% of your present domestically produced food supply to the grocery stores. You've got a real problem because medicines have a shelf life. You're going to have a medical shortage, and you're going to have a food shortage. Because with the domestic production of food, if you can't get the foreign imports, it puts more pressure on the domestic part. What do you think is going to happen to the price of gas just on the spot oil market? It's going to skyrocket by Wednesday. The futures market will just explode. And I've got history on my side when I say this. If you look back at the first Gulf War, I remember filling up my gas tank, and I think it was a little over a dollar a gallon. Okay. And I remember by that night, and when we went into Kuwait and then later Iraq, by that night, the gas had doubled in price. That's what's going to happen here. And what's going to happen to food if it can be shipped? Yeah, exactly. The grocery stores have 3 days of food on hand. I'm telling you, this is a disaster in the making. The dock workers look like they're going on strike. The administration actually has the power to come in and take the National Guard and take over dock duties. Although, how efficient can they be? They're not trained. Some of this stuff is highly technical, computer driven, and you got to understand how the system works. And there are always problems and glitches and malfunctions. And you need experienced people at the helm to do the job of longshoremen. It's hard. It's really a tough profession. You can't be stupid and do this job. And you might bring in someone who's National Guard and in their private life, they're an attorney, they're highly intelligent, they're going to be freaking lost on what to do. There's going to be such chaos. The supply chain is going to be impacted more than 50%. And then that strains domestic supplies. And unfortunately, Biden's policies with taxation that Kamala Harris said, I was the last person in the room. I had a say in everything that happened. That's why I should be president. That's her argument, is it not? Last person in the room. Yeah, well, that last person in the room oversaw taxation policies and the cancellation of taxation policies that were beneficial to corporations. Say, I'm out of here. And this is why we're seeing like so many of the auto manufacturers going into Mexico. And this adds to inflation. I mean, I cannot stress to you how bad this is going to be. Now, CNN is reporting it's not going to be that bad. Economists say it'll last a few days and the impact on inflation will be minimal. Yeah, but you lose $5 billion a day. in an economy that a lot of people say is mortally wounded already. And they're minimizing a crisis. This very well could be a big straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying where you sit, you better look at this and say, okay, I need to plan for that rainy day because that rainy day is in clear sight right now. So you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And people say, why in life would you need guns and ammo? What do you think people are going to do if they can't get food? What do you think is going to happen? And right now, you're seeing just on a regional basis with weather conditions, how FEMA and the federal government and local resources are stretched beyond their capacity to serve the people. And there are people that are still in real trouble because we don't have the ability to service them in a crisis. What's going to happen when this crisis is nationwide? Now, if I put on my conspiracy hat, which I actually would call looking ahead and planning hat, will this make America more or less vulnerable to attack? Exactly. And if there is a food shortage, think about what they did with the vaccines. You take these vaccines or you don't work. How many people lost their jobs over that? You stop whining and you do what we tell you, or you're not going to eat. You understand where this is going? That's why I'm telling you, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Biden could send in the National Guard. He won't. He won't, because it would negatively reflect on Kamala's chances to win the election, because it would expose a whole lot of other problems. Will we see a significant uptick in inflation? The answer is, of course. Dramatic. Dramatic. But will it take effect prior to the election? That's in question. And since only 30% of the people actually go to the polls and vote on election day for convenience sake and for cheating sake with the Democratic Party, I don't know that if we, let's say on October 31st, our Halloween surprise, inflation to the roof, supply chain issues, severe shortages. People can't get their insulin. I could go on and on and on with this. It may or may not be felt. If I were Biden Harris, you know what I'd be doing right now? I'd be telling these people, you sit down and solve this. I'm giving you until this date, or we're going to solve it at the federal level, and we'll call this a national emergency. It's what Roosevelt did with the mining workers in World War II in places like West Virginia, where they were being treated badly, they were being paid bad wages, and they were working in unsafe conditions. And Roosevelt said, screw you. We're at war, and that's more important than your lifestyle. And he forcibly ended the strike. Well, I can't believe it, I'd even say this, but I'm telling you right now, if we go into an economic decline because of this, we won't be able to insert forces into the Middle East because our strategic oil reserves are at a 40-year low. China will have a green light to invade Taiwan. North Korea will have a green light to invade South Korea and possibly Japan. China may even go into Vietnam. Listen, this can't get any worse. We're sitting on the edge of economic Armageddon. I've warned about this now four times here in this venue. And I really thought there was a chance that this would be solved at the midnight hour. And I thought, if no other reason, don't take a chance with the election, Biden Harris. Because let's say in 2 weeks, inflation goes to the moon, she's done. But I also believe if that happens, we'll get martial law declared and we won't have an election. People, everything is on the table now. I talk to my family members a lot. We just spend a lot of time with family, and you can see in their thinking the old paradigms are in effect. Well, the UN treaty for world government will never go through because the Senate, two-thirds of them, will never approve it. And I said, yeah, unless they do away with the filibuster between now and whenever. That's one. Number two, if this administration will even respect the Senate and won't just unilaterally declare this is it, it's an agreement, not a treaty, not your purview. And people are thinking in the old paradigms along these lines. The government would never, ever use food against you. Well, if you truly believe these people are satanic Bolshevik communists, or just Bolshevik communists, or just communists, or maybe just socialists. I have a long history of doing stuff like this. They can't take care of you. And honestly, they don't want to take care of you. You need to be prepped. And I will tell you this right now. This comes from advice from economists who are speaking. Things could get so bad with civil unrest that you better have three or four neighbors that are armed, and you'll work in alliance with each other. And this is coming from some of the top economists. I'm hearing them say things like this: prepare your community. Some are more specific, like I just was. This is by design, people. And I got to be honest with you. These people could give two, you know what, if Kamala Harris becomes president, but they are determined to control you. And many of the items that will follow this today are future segments of the day. They're going to point to this. This is all about power and control. Power and control. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.